Me and Alex really like this comedian named Pete Holmes, who has this riff about how the world's been robbed of wonder because we can find the answer to any question we have in the moment on our smartphones, no matter how enormous or how trivial.
Listen to me. There was a time, and I don't mean to get all Andy Rooney on ya, but there was a time that if you didn't know where Tom Petty was from, you just didn't know. And you felt that yearning and that deficit in your being. And you'd go around and ask actual people.
So here's a tiny story about a question you wish you could ask Google, but can't. Daniel Drucker's father, David, died this spring. The memorial service was really casual.
He had always made very clear to everyone that he didn't want to have the sort of normal American funeral type thing, didn't want people standing around a grave. The memorial service we had, I mean, it was all of his friends, and he had a lot of friends up at his house just hanging around, playing guitars, telling stories about him.
At some point, Daniel wanders off and starts going through his dad's computer.
He and I share a characteristic that we never throw out anything electronic.
There was half a gigabyte of just text alone. Picture 30,000 pages printed out.
So much text, it's almost impossible to even go through. All the articles he'd ever written for motoring magazines, for computer magazines. He followed pretty religiously the Grateful Dead for a long time and had notes upon notes upon notes of who he was there with, what drugs he may or may not have done, just an entire, you know, life's worth of documents. Everything's there. I mean, everything except him.
But among a life's worth of columns and lists and old emails and spreadsheets, Daniel found this mystery file.
It was sort of in the, like, a top-level directory, and it just called jokes.txt.
Jokes.txt wasn't filled with jokes. It was something more cryptic and frustrating. Nonsensical sentence fragments.
Ghost code. I'm going to have to numb those.
They were punchlines. Jokes without setups.
Nice tits, where do you want these blinds? More ducks.
I tried just Googling some of the things at first and was remarkably unsuccessful, I think, because something like more ducks is just so short and so vague as to be essentially, you know, not searchable.
Google couldn't solve this. So Daniel posted the list to a site called Ask Metafilter. It's a place where you can post the kinds of questions that the internet shouldn't be able to answer, and then people answer them. Recent popular questions. How can I get more snail mail sent to my 5-year-old? What should I, a busty woman, wear with skirts? Who's the female equivalent of Tycho Brahe? So Daniel asked, and pretty much immediately the setups poured in. Here's more ducks.
You ever look up at the sky and you see one of those V formations of ducks? You know why it is that one of the sides of that V is longer?
Why?
There's more ducks on that side.
All of these jokes were firmly in the dad humor genre. Priests, ministers, rabbis, Lorena Bobbitt, a lot of people walking into a lot of bars. In 4 hours, they had 30 of the 31 jokes solved. The responses all start out with heartfelt condolences.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
That then quickly pivot to stories about horny ghosts or dying Frenchmen.
A woman walks into a bar with a duck under her arm.
You've actually slept with a ghost? Oh, the guy says. Ghost? I thought you said goat.
So he sticks his face in between them, presses them against his head, and then moving his face side to side says, a num 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 num. Hey, don't blame me for this one. Blame your dad. Sounds like he was a fun guy. I'm sorry for your loss.
It's so funny. It's like what you described about your dad, that he didn't want to have like a sad memorial. Like, this seems like the kind of thing he would have wanted to leave you.
Yeah, definitely. Can I tell you another of my favorites?
Oh, please.
It's the second resurrection of Christ. He wants to take in some fishing. So he gets his friend Moses, and they head up to Minnesota to fish. They're going to rent a canoe when Moses says, hey, wait a minute, Jesus, can't you just walk on water? Why not just walk out there? So Jesus steps onto the lake and falls knee-deep in water. And Moses says, well, maybe you need a head start or something. Why not go to the end of the dock and try? So Jesus steps off the end of the dock and up to his waist. Moses says, huh, this is interesting. Well, get into the state of mind you are in. So Jesus psychs himself up, steps out, drowns in the lake again. Jesus is just really upset about this. He doesn't see what's going wrong. Moses stares at him and says, "Wait a minute. I got it. I know what's wrong. Did you have those holes in your feet last time?"
TLDR was produced by me, PJ Vogt, and the Silver Woman. Kat Rogers is our executive producer. Special thanks to Lynn Levy. Normal thanks to Jamie York and Laura Mayer. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR. We are TLDR.
I was talking to the duck.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.